This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program. This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Ayer.
Hello, great to be with you.
And Bridget, we would be amiss if we didn't thank everybody for the spectacular online auction we had last week. Actually, we had it for about 9 days, and it ended last week, and it did end very, very well. We want to thank everybody who participated. If you were one of the bidders, hopefully one of the successful bidders, hey, thank you very much. If you were one of the businesses or individuals who contributed items that we sold, thank you very much. And if you were one of the underwriters, we had some major underwriters as well, and we certainly appreciate them. And all together, we're getting pretty close to what the funds would have we would have generated if we had been able to have our annual dinner, which, of course, we couldn't because of the coronavirus. So thanks to everybody who jumped on board and helped make that auction such a big success. And congratulations to Father Guy Roberts, pastor of St. Joan of Arc Parish here in Indianapolis, winner of the Fulton Sheen Evangelist of the Year Award. So thank you, Father Guy. He did a great job during the show, and we're glad to see him walking away with that award.
It was a great event, that's for sure. Well, here, I guess all over the country and here locally, we've seen a lot of societal unrest in our cities and communities, and some of this unrest has been targeted at police officers, unfortunately. And today we're going to be talking about a national event called Support the Police Prayer Rallies on September 26th. And our guest today is John Horvat. He is a scholar, a researcher, an educator, and an international speaker and author of the book called Return to Order, From a Frenzied Economy to an Organic Christian Society. So joining us via Zoom and phone today, welcome to Faith in Action, John.
Great to be on the show.
Well, you have a really, you've done a lot in your lifetime for such a young person. Tell us a little bit about yourself, maybe where you're based out of, and I guess what you've been up to.
Well, I mean, I'm not that young. I'm a baby boomer, a cradle Catholic, born and raised in Kansas City, Kansas. Went to University of Kansas for a couple years, and I'm the vice president of the American Society for the Defense of Tradition, Family, and Property, and so that's pretty much what I've done since my college time. I've been in the TFP for 43 years, and during that time, I've been a writer, an editor, an activist, an educator, you know, traveled across the country, traveled across the globe, and I've really just been very much involved in Catholic activism, of applying the doctrines of the Catholic Church to our present situation and the social teachings of the Church especially. So that's pretty much where I come from and where I am. I live in near York, Pennsylvania, right near between York and Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, southern Pennsylvania, where we have our offices.
Well, tell us about TFP. Tell us about that organization. I'm not familiar with it.
Tradition, Family, Property. We're a civic organization of Catholic inspiration. We defend tradition, family, and property through books and publications, through student activism, Fatima Apostolate, where we have the Fatima Apostolate called America Needs Fatima. And we also do rosary rallies and a lot of things just to get people involved, get people out on the public square. And we have offices throughout the country, but our main office is here in New York, Pennsylvania.
Now, does that organization have a website?
It does, yes. Yeah, you can go to www.tfp.org. Very simple. T, Tom, Frank. Peter,
tfp.org. All right.
Well, now, is this then the this rosary rally, and it's called it's being called Rosary Rally, and I've also been hearing it being called Support the Police Prayer Rallies on September 26th. Tell us about that and how that got started.
Well, I've like you, I'm sure I've been watching what's going on in the country, and just really somewhat very dismayed by it, because I wrote a book called Return to Order, and order is the essential thing in society. If you don't have order, it's Russell Kirk said, order is the first need of the soul. Before you even have freedom or virtue or law or justice, you need order. And if that order is destroyed, everything else can't function. So I'm very much concerned about what's happening in the country, especially with the police. The police are not the source of order in society, but they are the keepers of the order. They're the thin line between us and chaos. And so in light of all the pressure that's putting upon them, all the demoralizations they're feeling, I felt that, well, it'd be good to do something in the public square to show our support for the police, and that's what gave rise to the Rosary rallies.
Now, John, you mentioned a book that you wrote. I'm just guessing I'm curious about the title of it, whether it was written before, during, or the current unrest civilly.
No, it's been around for some time. It was published in 2013. It's a book that helps people understand better where we went wrong in our economy and in our culture, and from a Catholic perspective. And it really gets a lot of the treasures that the Church has to offer in the present debate. And so I think it's more timely now more than ever.
If you were adding an addendum to the book right now, would there be some things you might want to add to the book?
That's a good question. Yeah, I haven't really thought about that, but definitely you can always add something. So I probably would put some things in.
Well, tell us a little bit about, since you mentioned it, Jim, you know, and I'd really like to hear a little bit about maybe some snippets from the book of where have we gone wrong, and where do we go from here? I know that's a kind of a big question to whittle
right.
that down to a soundbite, but give it your best shot there.
Right. I mean, I'm now thinking about my elevator speech. You know, I have to give a couple words on how to do it. But what I try to do in the book is a lot of times people know where we don't want to go. You know, we don't want abortion. We don't want same-sex marriage. We don't want chaos in our country. We don't want socialism. But all too often, we don't know where we do want to go. And so I wrote this book to say, well, the Church really talks about how society should be organized. It has a lot to say about economy. You know, we normally don't think of the terms the Church in terms of economy. So what I do is I really go through a lot of the teachings of the Church. So a lot of papal encyclicals, but also a lot of secular authors talking about these things of how the Church can offer solutions. And you know that it a lot of times it's centered around the God-given institutions of faith, family, and community, that these are the essential parts of it. It's a moral problem we're facing, not an economic or political problem.
What prompted you to want to promote this campaign in defense of the police specifically? I mean, obviously you mentioned the, you know, how they are, you know, being attacked and morale isn't that good.
Right, yeah.
Do you want to add to that in terms of what really prompted you to want to do something to help them?
Right. I mean, it's just largely because I've talked to police. I've gotten emails from police. You know, and they really show how they're really under a lot of pressure, and they're feeling the pain. You know, many times they feel they're being mischaracterized. They're not being subject to the rule of law. They're being subject to the law of YouTube. You know, what appears on the YouTube is how they're judged, and not exactly how they should be judged.
Now, John, you're trying to make this prayer rally, this rosary rally, a national effort. How do you go about promoting it? You're one person in one place, and it's a pretty big country.
Right, yeah. It's actually gone quite viral. I have a website called returntoorder.org. returntoorder.org. And on that website, I have email subscribers, like everybody does, and I have a couple hundred thousand. So that definitely helps gets things started. So I do mail out to that. I have other lists that I can also mail out to, and I have a page there for which they can sign up. We have already have a mechanism in place where we do prayer rallies in October, public square rosary rallies. So we just use the same mechanism, and apply it to the police, and so you can sign up.
I want to ask you, John, we're talking with John Horvat. He is a scholar, researcher, educator, and international speaker. Why'd you pick September 26th?
Well, September 26th is the closest Saturday to the feast, the traditional feast of St. Michael the Archangel. St. Michael's Archangel's feast is on September 29th, and St. Michael is the patron saint of all military and law enforcement officers, and so we wanted to invoke St. Michael. In fact, the banner that we have that we send to people is a 10-foot or 12-foot banner, and this banner says, "St. Michael the Archangel, protect our police so they can protect us."
Now,
so it's very much centered around St. Michael the Archangel.
Now, we've seen several of those banners because Bob Typen, who is the founder of Catholic Radio Indy, the station that people are hearing this broadcast on, is kind of spearheading the drive here in the Indianapolis area. And Bob is going to be leading a rosary at one of the precincts, the police headquarters. And he's looking for volunteers to lead rosaries on that day at other locations. So if that's something that you'd like to do, it's not scary. It probably sounds a little bit scary, but it's going to be you and a few of your friends and maybe parishioners, co-parishioners, out standing by the police station, saying a rosary and holding a banner supporting the police. So if that sounds like something that you want to be a part of, give us a call here at the station and we'll let you know what precincts are still looking for rosary captains to kind of lead the rosaries and just prayer warriors to say the rosary along with them.
Yeah. What I'm curious, John, what kind of response are you getting from the public, and how many people are signing up? I mean, are you getting any feedback in terms of that? I mean, we can kind of give a little scoop on the local thing here, but what are you getting from the national perspective that you have?
Right. I mean, I've been just pretty overwhelmed by the response. We're standing at something like 2,600 rallies throughout the country. And we're heading toward 3,000. That's our goal, 3,000, 3,300. So it's a lot of rallies, and it really helps show that the public doesn't hate the police like everybody says they do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it also helps those who don't like the police to see that they have public support. So it has a double, you know, effect on the public.
Now, this is a one-day event. If there are people that, for whatever reason, could not do it on that particular date, is there a way that they might be able to participate too?
Yeah, once you get the banner, you could do it any time. In fact, in the beginning, we said, well, just do it any time, and then everything sort of coalesced around September 26th. So a lot of these rallies have already happened, and actually, I've been on some of these rallies. So you know, you can do it at any time, and you know, September 26th is the finale, so the grand finale.
Well, we're up against a break here. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about the Support the Police prayer rally. So stay tuned for more Faith in Action.
You're listening to Catholic Radio Indy, converting the culture to Christ through radio, featuring 100% Catholic programming 24/7. Do your friends a favor. Tell them about Catholic Radio Indy.
Hello, this is Bob Typen, chairman of Catholic Radio Indy, inviting you to a peaceful, prayerful event on Saturday, September 26th at noon at a police station near you. Our intent is to provide prayerful support for our police in these trying times. I have identified 24 police stations in the Indianapolis and surrounding areas. We need to recruit a rosary captain for each of these locations, and they could in turn add volunteers to pray the rosary with them. This initiative is being coordinated nationally, and we will provide banners to display. It would be a powerful blessing on our police and our community to pray for peace in our cities and civility in our communities as we approach the coming national elections. We are still seeking rosary captains for Anderson, Plainfield, Cicero, Speedway, Beech Grove, and several Marion County police stations. If you are interested in being a rosary captain, please contact Patty at Catholic Radio Indy at 317-870-8400.
Alexa, what's the weather forecast for today?
Alexa, what time is the Colts game today?
Alexa, remind me to pick up the dry cleaning tomorrow.
Has Alexa become a part of your daily routine? Then make sure that routine includes Alexa, play Catholic Radio Indy.
Catholic Radio Indy.
Quick, easy access to Catholic programming 24/7. Just say, Alexa, play Catholic Radio Indy.
Catholic Radio Indy.
Have you ever thought about joining the Catholic Church? Have you just wanted to explore the Catholic faith? All you need to do is call your local Catholic Church for more information. We are always happy to help you in your journey to discover and learn more about the Catholic faith. We have classes that are almost year-round, and the classes and information sessions do not involve making a commitment, and there is no pressure to join. Please call your local Catholic parish for more information today and start the journey of one day possibly becoming Catholic as well. God bless.
You can hear the Holy Mass every day at 8 a.m. right here on Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer. Jim Ganley and I are in the studio again, and we're talking with John Horvat. He is a scholar, researcher, educator, and international speaker, and author of Return to Order, From a Frenzied Economy to an Organic Christian Society. And that sounds like such a great goal, you know? And we're talking actually about this, the unrest that we're seeing, and really the attack on the police. And we're talking about Support the Police prayer rally, which is happening all across the country and here locally on Saturday, September 26th. So, John, I want to ask you, what kind of reaction are you getting from the police about this campaign?
Yeah. Oh no, the police love the rallies. I mean, it's just incredible. The minute they see you out there, they come. They get some of them get very emotional and even cry. You know, it's just to see people who support them, because you know the media paints a picture that everybody hates the police and it's pretty strong impression. So when they see people that and young people especially supporting them, they really come out. They shake your hands. They thank you profoundly. Many times what we do is have honk for the police signs out there, and you just get so many honks, you know, and that really resonates with those policemen, seeing those honks, even in some very, areas where you wouldn't think there would be honks. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of honks, and they're extremely encouraged and grateful, and I get a lot of emails from people, from policemen, and these policemen are just very, very grateful. Very, very grateful.
Well, I think a lot of times people kind of mistake what the real problem is. You know, they think it's a political problem. They think it's a police problem. They think it's a racism problem. Mm-hmm. And not to say that we don't have, you know, problems in all these areas.
Right.
You've really emphasized that it's a moral problem more than just a police problem or one of these other ones that I mentioned. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Right. I mean, we are in a state of moral crisis in the United States. I believe that more than anything. It's largely because we've turned away from God. We've turned away from the church. And as a result, society is in chaos. There's crimes all over. I mean, their families are a mess. And so the police are pretty much stuck with that. I mean, they're not the cause of it, but they're thrown right in the middle of this moral crisis and expected to resolve it. And they're not going to resolve it. All they do is just keep it so it doesn't go, you know, it doesn't get out of control. So if we resolve the moral problem of families, of church, of, you know, going back to God, of following the commandments, I think that will resolve the question much more than any type of police reform or social reform or all these things that people are talking about.
Now, you mentioned family there. How important is the traditional core family that probably most of our listeners grew up in compared to some of the families today that are more chaotic?
Yeah, I mean, that is, when you take the family out, everything falls apart. You just, the schools go down, the children, they just don't have that stability that they need to keep society in order. And every child that, you know, goes outside that order, it becomes a police problem, and that mounts up over time, so that today, you know, in places where there are not stable families, and it's pretty much everywhere, it's not, you know, not just certain places, pretty much everywhere, we're facing these problems. If the family is in order, and if the church is in order, we will have a society where police will be in.
And do you notice any kind of creep or creeping of that family dissolution that you're talking about. Maybe it used to be, you know, that people of a particular economic scale were pretty much exempt from that. That didn't happen to them. That happened to other people. But do you notice kind of a creep in that getting broader and broader?
Well, definitely it is. I mean, it manifests itself differently among richer people or poorer people, but it is universal, and it does cause problems on both scales. But to the extent that people do keep some semblance of a traditional family, they do prosper. And, you know, people complain that, you know, that you see this dichotomy of a very poor and the very rich. A lot of times those people who are richer do have families that are intact, and you know, it naturally is something that develops, because when the family is intact, all those elements, you don't have the divisions, you don't have the divorces, you don't have the things that naturally destroy wealth.
And you don't have the stress, too, because you just think about all the stress, financial and otherwise, that when you have a broken family, that causes. I want to get to this event that's September 26th, Saturday, September 26th. You mentioned that you have participated in some of these rallies, these prayer rallies, these rosary rallies. Tell us what happens and at the rally for those who might want to participate, just in generally. And then also I want you to talk about what a rally captain does. So if anyone's thinking, you know, I think I want to be a rally captain in Indianapolis, what do they do? So tell us about the general event, maybe how long it takes place, what happens, and obviously it's going to be different another all around the country. Everyone's going to do it a little bit differently, but just give us a general sense of that.
Yeah, the rally is pretty much you find a group of people that you agree to that will, you know, will work, it will come. It doesn't have to be hundreds. It doesn't have to be dozens. It could be 10. It could be 20. It could be 5. I've seen 2 people or 1 person. You know, it depends on, you know, how it works out. But you know, you're out there. You go onto a corner or a public place. In this case, you can do it in public place or in front of a precinct. Sometimes you can let the police know. I mean, you don't necessarily have to, because the public sidewalks are public, and usually they'll find out very quickly. The police will find out very quickly. So you go there, you pray the rosary, you sing, you can sing songs, and you have signs letting the public know what you're doing. And you say honk for the police. It really helps. And you will get people who will. You don't really get that much opposition. Very rarely do you find a counter demonstration, because it takes time to do that. The police will come there. They will thank you many times. They'll do their sirens in support or whatever. You know, it's very edifying to see. So that is what happens in a rally. You do the rosary, how many rosaries you want to do, it's up to you, and then it's over. I mean, it always feels good to get out in the public square and confess one's faith. So you will get a lot out of it.
I mean, it's a public witness on so many levels, you know. Mm-hmm. And you know, maybe someone hasn't ever gone out and prayed the rosary in public. Maybe it really can help you grow in your faith, too.
Absolutely.
I want to ask you go ahead.
Did you want to know what the rally captain or?
Yes, that was my next question. I was just going to let you know, we got about 4 minutes left, so I just want to give you a time there. So.
I'll do it. Okay, rally captain is a person who takes responsibility for the rally. He or she registers the rally, receives the material we send them. If you send it within the next week, you'll get a banner. If you send it within, I think the drop-off date is September 16th or 17th.
Okay.
So if you ask for then, you'll get a banner, or a 12-foot banner. And there are materials online as far as manuals, what to do. Anybody can be a rally captain. All you need is a rosary and the will to do it. You don't have to get thousands to the rally, or hundreds, or just as many as you need come. Some actually do a good rally between 10 or 20 or 20. You know, it makes a lot of impact. So you just be there, be strong, be faithful, be prayerful, and you'll have a very good rally. And don't be afraid.
And I'm curious.
Actually, you're in the best place possible if you're in front of a police for precinct. You know, they're going to protect you.
That's a really good point. What's it been like for you personally to I guess, put your faith in action and to participate in one of these rosary rallies in the public square. What's it been like for you?
I always come away much better. I think I really come away much more convinced of the faith. I think it really does me a lot of good. I also like to see the public reaction and say, well, I'm not alone. There are a lot of other people who do this too. And so I think it's invigorating. That's probably the adjective I would use. It's very invigorating.
And I think you mentioned it there. You're not alone. When mm-hmm. people see you in front of a police department with a sign saying you support the police and praying, there's people, total strangers, driving by that think,
right.
well, I'm not the only one that still likes police. You know, I'm not the only one that thinks police are still really necessary. And so there's a big value to that as well.
Mm-hmm. And absolutely.
And I want to ask you, for people who maybe want to get a copy of your book or find out more about these rosary rallies or prayer rallies, can you give us a website or a way to get connected to you personally?
Yes, returntoorder.org is my website and the book's website. There you'll find a lot of information how to, you know, get the book in any of its many forms. To go to the page of the Rosary Rally, go to returntoorder.org/policerally. And that'll take you straight there to register.
Okay. And John, what would you say to somebody who is sitting on the fence thinking, oh, this is a good idea, I'd like to do it, but what would you say to that person?
I would say, do it. Yeah, pray about it. Our Lady will help you. You're not alone from the point of view of others who are interested, and you're not alone from God and the angels that are there, and we'll be helping you throughout the whole thing. It's take the leap. It's well worth it.
Well, this has really been a very interesting interview. Our guest today has been John Horvat. He's a scholar, researcher, educator, and international speaker and author. We hope to all get out there here in the Indianapolis area to support the police at the Support the Police prayer rally. Thanks so much, John, for being our guest today.
Oh, it's been great. It's always great to be on Catholic Radio.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again, or any past episode, at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400 or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.